Hello, and welcome to your appointment. These last few years have been somewhat go, go, go. If you don't mind my noticing, it seems as though it's taken a slight toll on you. That is not a sign of weakness, that is a sign of humanity. It is hard to keep going for so long. Sometimes, all we need is a nice, close, quiet space in which to process all of our problems. In which to process all of our problems. It feels nice to simply let someone else take the reins. Let someone else take control while you simply lay back. It happens far too little as we age into adulthood. That someone else takes us by the hand and leads us through a day or longer. I think that may be what you need. And, seeing as I, once again, have somewhat skipped lunch, I think I have a solution that will fit for both of us. Well, you seem enthused. With that, I will begin a short induction. This will allow me to take you to a place where we will both enjoy our time together very much. Take a seat among my coils, or lay down if you prefer. Any position that you would find most appealing is the correct one. Very good. Very good. I always love the feeling of you among my coils. Everyone who touches them has a unique sort of touch about them. Yours is gentle, curious, slightly trepidatious, but in a friendly, comforting manner. It is one of my favorite sensations, and I look forward to your visits every time. Now, let me visit my touch upon you. Describing one's own touch is never 100% accurate, but what I hear about mine is that it is gentle. It is soft. It is firm, and it is absolute. Let's get you immersed, shall we? I'm going to wrap you up now. Feel the tip of my tail slithering over the backs of your feet, covering your ankles, slithering up, up, and up. Past your knees, you are enveloped in my turning, winding scales. The slow, hisping rasp of them becoming ever more present as you become steadily more immersed in me. As I come up to your waist, your arms are pinned at your sides. I'm going to come closer now, my palms coming up and gently cradling your face to make sure that we can make eye contact. There you are. There you are. I want you to take a deep breath for me. As deep as you can comfortably manage as my coils wind over your tummy, past your elbows and up towards your collarbone. Once you've taken a comfortable breath, hold it for just a moment, and then exhale. Find a rhythm of doing this. In, hold, out. Breathe in as deeply or as shallowly as you need to. Feel my swirls filling your eyes as my coils swirl around your body. We are together, held in this, you and I. Very good. Very good. I need you to focus on my voice. Nothing else. Close your eyes if that is comfortable, but keep your mind's eye open and picture swirling earthy tones. Beiges and oranges and reds and greens, all swirling, twirling through your eyes and my eyes. You are held here, comfortably, as my coils gently shift up your shoulders, wrapping securely but tenderly around your neck. I have you now, and we are going to go somewhere. I need you to close your mind's eye for a moment. See only darkness, and use your ears. You will hear the sounds of a jungle, the sounds of a falling waterfall, and the sound of me. Now, I want you to open your mind's eye to that jungle, to an oasis in the center, to a clear, cool spring, and to me, next to you. I am large, I am cool, I am powerful, but I am here for you. I am going to describe what is going to happen to you now. Within this space I have created, you and I are on vacation together, and you've invited me to lunch. I've suggested this place. My coils gather around you in great heaps and loops. It's familiar, but at the same time, in this new location, a bit exciting. You're always aware of how wide they are, how broad. Just now, they are only amassing around you, not touching you just yet. I look at the water and smile with pleasure. This seems like the perfect spot for a lunch date. The tip of my tail enters the water. It sways languidly, its temperature cool, cooler than my scales, but not by much. Just enough to chase off the warmth of the sun above. With that, the tip of my tail slithers out from the water and begins to come towards you. You think it is going to grab your ankles, but before that, a great hump of scales rises from the pile and drapes itself heavily, insistently, over your shoulders. Instead, I curl you this way. I wrap myself around your shoulders and lift you lightly so that the rest of my slack can spool around you like a sewer's bobbin. I seldom grab you so quickly, though it is not fast. It is simply that this far down my tail, it only takes about 3 turns to immerse you completely in scale. You look to me, and I smile. I say that we are going for a swim. With that, I put my coat to the side. The orange undershirt you find is waterproof. I fall backwards lightly into the surf, and you feel yourself bobbing as my strength holding you becomes unleveraged by the ground. I curl you forwards and hold you above my body. The great section below my torso gently undulates, keeping us aloft, as I hold the cocoon that captures you above my face, so that I can smile and look at you gently. I ask if you're ready to go into the water. You nod, and I say, "Wonderful." I hold your cocoon close to my chest and turn you to the side just lightly. Water pours in, slipping slightly between the loops of my coils. It is cool, but not uncomfortably so. For one of the first times in your life, my coils are warm. The cool water juxtaposed against my slightly warmer scales makes them almost feel human as they undulate around you, getting a feel for you in long, slow undulations of serpentine flesh. You've picked a lovely place to spend the afternoon, I comment, idly. My coils twist and turn, ferrying you down towards the thinner portions. Here, now that you are held, the tip of my tail comes around and lightly brushes your forehead, pushing the water out of your eyes and gently rubbing at your scalp affectionately. We share a glance for one moment before my tail relaxes. Great loops come unspooled like a dancer's ribbon in the water, floating around you. You're surrounded. My coils are always large, but you've never encountered me in water before. Fully immersed, I have access to a Z-axis. My coils dip low into the deep blue spring and shift high in great humps as though some friendly Loch Ness monster is gently bobbing around you at all times. One of my coils brushes your back as you are left to swim, pulling you closer to me. My torso is larger than you by a fair margin. If I had traditional legs, I would probably be about 8 feet tall, and that's not counting width. Here, with both of us floating, you feel outmeasured, but not unpleasantly. As I pull you closer, one of my coils coming around to offer you a seat, bracing your rump just slightly so that you do not have to continually work to float. My coil's undulations keep us both gently aloft, the tip of my tail slithering up into your lap and gently combing over your side, just above your pelvis. I ask you if you would like a story before lunch. And when you nod, I begin. In the jungle, long ago, there was a mouse who was very scared of storms. In the monsoon season, great rains would fall from the heavens and lightning would strike every few moments, to the point the sky looked like a strobe light of great arcs of electricity and booming peals of thunder. This made the mouse anxious. Even though the world was only truly like this for a short time every year, it always seemed to last forever in the mouse's approximation. They felt small, helpless against it all. Within this jungle, there was a snake. The snake had a habit of making friends with various jungle animals, despite how his species tended to precede him in any interaction. The mouse and the snake had become friends after the snake had once saved the mouse from a larger predator. The mouse had quivered in the snake's coils, looking up at those great eyes and wondering, "Is he going to eat me?" The snake said no, not if the mouse didn't desire it. The coils stopped their cinching, and the mouse found he could breathe, and that the weight of the snake's coils was actually rather comforting. After this, when the snake let the mouse go, the mouse found himself visiting the snake's grotto every day. As the monsoon season approached, the mouse visited their friend, the snake. His grotto was full of shifting coils, here, there, everywhere, making a space for the mouse, like light parting for an open doorway. The mouse was not afraid of the snake's coils. In fact, they perhaps looked at them covetously. They wished for that hold, that closeness, but this was not the matter the mouse had visited for. Instead, the mouse said, "Oh, friend snake, the monsoon season is coming, and I don't know if I can take another maelstrom. I'm always so anxious, though I am never hurt. I can feel my little heart beating, and I fear it is not good for me. What should I do?" The snake said that the mouse should perhaps practice self-soothing, find a safe and comfortable place, and simply breathe. Logic out that the chances of them getting hurt were actually very small, and that all the jungle was really there to protect them, if they were there to take its offers. The mouse seemed cheered by this, but said to the snake that self-soothing would take some practice, and that it wouldn't be done in time for the monsoon season. The mouse simply didn't know what to do. The snake's tail craned the mouse closer, the great boxy snout of the serpent going in close, tongue flickering lightly. The snake asked the mouse if perhaps they would like somewhere to stay, somewhere warm and safe from the winds, somewhere close and held like a weighted blanket. The mouse thought for a moment, and then put two and two together. He asked the snake if he was going to eat them. The snake replied, "Yes, I do intend to do that, but only for a little while. You shall come here when the storms are high, and I shall swaddle you somewhere safe and warm and close until the rains pass, at which point you will be freed. Perhaps slightly moistened, but none the worse for wear." The mouse thought and asked if they could have some time to think. The snake said, "Of course," and the mouse left. But that night, the mouse heard the lightning in the distance. The mouse could hear the thunder. The monsoon was getting closer. The mouse was at the snake's grotto before they knew what was happening. The snake smiled gently as lightning sang in the background and asked the mouse if they'd like to go somewhere safe. The mouse said yes, and the snake's jaws opened wide, saliva stringing between large fangs the mouse did not fear. A throat pulsed and undulated to welcome the mouse home. The snake hardly had to coil the mouse at all, great loops coming in to comfort, not to capture, to gently caress and to make sure the mouse was all right, as its chin met the snake's tongue and its snout met that undulation. Gulp. Suddenly, the mouse could no longer hear the thunder or the rain, only the snake's great heartbeat all around. Only the slow undulations of that muscular throat, pulling them deeper, deeper, and deeper. Most mice would be terrified in this situation, but the mouse found a great calm, for the mouse trusted the snake to release them. Though, as another deep undulation rolled across their form, pressing in close and leaving almost no space between them and their friend, they thought the snake could perhaps take its time. As the story clears in your mind, you find me very close to you, my snout almost touching your nose. I say that you seem anxious. You seem scared of the looming monsoon seasons, and that I would like to comfort you. My eyes glow with smiles as you find yourself calmed, your mind cleared in a rush of peace and bliss as the tail in your lap slowly spirals up and up, under your arms across your tender sides to stroke across your collarbone and cradle your neck with the world's most comfortable airplane pillow. I gently say that you are about to be even more comfortable moments before my maw opens wide. You can see the twin tines of my tongue as it flickers out to lightly caress over your cheeks and forehead. A gentle lick. My throat pulses, perhaps possessively, wishing to hold you, wishing to comfort you. And I don't think I'll keep it waiting. I gently lean forwards, and you find your chin braced against the pad of my tongue, slowly slipping backwards until your nose graces my throat, which clenches immediately in a great and mighty gulp. You find yourself immersed, the sounds of the jungle vanishing for the sounds of my internal workings. It's so, so warm, but after the coolness of the spring, it is a welcome warmth, like a sheet fresh from the dryer, but closer, slicker, and alive. Another swallow pulls you in, past your shoulders, up to your pectorals, the rest of your body held as my tail unspools to gently feed you in. You can feel this closeness, hear my heartbeat. Feel my gentle rumblings as I enjoy the pleasure of your taste and the pleasure of your presence. With another swallow, you vanish slightly more into my body. I begin to undulate, and you can feel it just beyond my torso, as another swallow takes you in up to your pelvis, my tail falling away as I lean back and let gravity aid in devouring you. Another swallow. They're easy now, coming more quickly. Gulp, gulp, gulp. Your knees vanish into my serpentine form. Legs kicking lightly outside, you feel held, almost completely. Another great swallow undulates down along your body, and the backs of your feet rest on my tongue as I smile gently around your ankles. I take a deep sigh, enjoying this, holding you, indulging you. It's all extremely lovely. With a final swallow, my lips close around your form, and you are sealed utterly and completely within me. My body welcomes you warmly, a great clench squeezing down around the entirety of your form as you are shunted beyond my torso and into my great winding tail. You can feel the undulations that keep me aloft in the river, back and forth. Back and forth, a great sine wave of which you are a part, like the world's most gentle massage. You are completely encapsulated, held, immersed, and encompassed within me. There is no thunder here that you can hear, no monsoons that can reach you. No lightning flashes, no anything. You are far from all the storms of the world here, and you can remain that way for as long as you wish. I luxuriate in the oasis, enjoying that you have let me give you this peace, enjoying the feel of my body gently squeezing around yours, taking up all the extra space, feeling every inch of you. As you slide deeper and deeper into the belly of a serpent. The friendliest devouring you've ever experienced. So far, at least. Thank you so much for allowing me to do this. Thank you for coming with me, and thank you for allowing yourself to take a moment to relax. Do so for as long as you wish. I'll be here for as long as you need. Thank you.